Hi.
Yeah, right.
Hi, how you doing?
Vanessa Olivera from American Idol.
That's
it's interesting. I just found out that you're going to be coming to Boston for a fundraiser, right?
I'm actually already, I'm actually coming out to Rhode Island for a fundraiser.
Oh, for the station nightclub.
Correct.
Right, when is that?
It's on the 22nd of April, and I believe it airs on the 26th or the 29th. I can't remember which date it is.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. For folks out there who don't know you, I remember, obviously, you have a distinctive look. That's was that something you consciously put together?
Well, no, I've always kind of dressed really funky and had weird hair. I mean, you know, that's been going on for several years now. My mother always kind of encouraged it, me and my mother are so much alike, and we like to have fun with our look, and, you know, my mother's a little bit, you know, calmer now, of course, in her 30s, and yeah, I've kind of continued on the legacy.
Well, do you think that in one way that might have helped you to make the finals? I mean, obviously you have a credible amount of talent, but sometimes it takes the whole package to put together.
Right, exactly. Well, I mean, I think that maybe I wasn't exactly what they were looking for, which is okay by me because it's definitely gotten me a lot of exposure and a lot of press and a lot of really cool new opportunities that I'm really looking forward to.
Now, where are you
from? I mean, I give a lot of praise to the show and a lot of credit to the show because I definitely wouldn't be here now if it weren't for the show.
Now, what did you think of the judge panel? Did they all, which one was the closest to you?
I think I'm closest to Paula, because I still kind of keep in touch with her sometimes, and she calls just to see how I'm doing, and she tends to kind of keep up with everybody, though, and just make sure that everybody's doing okay, and, you know, not, you know, really, really upset about getting kicked off and whatnot, and
Paula's Paula's actually a really sweet kid, though.
She is very, very sweet and very genuine, and I think that's really important, and you don't find a lot of people who are famous that, you know, are very genuine superstars, and she definitely is.
I think the reason that Paula is the way she is, though, she had this, you know, she was a Laker cheerleader, she became this huge icon, and then all of a sudden her career kind of died for a while.
I think she's always said that she's the artist who understands, and she really is because she's been through it. She knows what it's like to be at the bottom and to be at the top, and then to go right directly back down to the bottom.
Now, tell me a little bit about your performing career. When did you start performing, and when did you realize that you have quite a bit of talent?
Well, I started performing when I was probably, in front of my grandmother and stuff, when I was like 3. But probably when I was about 4, 5, I started getting a little bit more serious, and my mother would get me to like perform in front of like big groups of people, like just family and stuff. And then, you know, it got more serious progressively. And then when I was about, I would say 15 is when I started getting really, really serious about it. And when I was 18, I made a record.
You did?
Yeah, well, it's just like a little demo CD. It's not anything that, like, was put out or any of that. But it was just something fun for me to do and experience, and I had a great time making it.
Now, are there any opportunities at this point now with all the exposure you have and the look that you have and the whole thing of putting together a CD?
I'm getting some really cool offers from, like, E! News Weekly or E! News Live to do, like, some red carpet stuff, and just did the PETA ad for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals for the I'd Rather Go Naked Than Wear Fur campaign.
You got naked for that campaign?
Yeah, it doesn't show anything, but it is nude.
Yeah.
But
was that fun to do? Did you enjoy that?
Did
you enjoy that?
I did. I had a blast with it, and you know, they made sure that I was comfortable, and Entertainment Tonight covered it, and they made sure before the camera crew came in that I was in position and everything was covered, so it didn't show anything, you know, that was completely revealing.
Well, see,
it shows any more than like a bathing suit does. So, I mean, it didn't bother me. I'm comfortable with myself. So
I'm going to say something that is a pun here, but there's good exposure.
Definitely is good exposure.
Yeah. Now, any recording stuff in the works?
Yeah, hopefully. Pretty soon. I'm supposed to be working with Jerry. Okay, my mind is failing me right now. I can't remember his last name, but he wrote a Piece of My Heart by Janis Joplin, and Time Is on My Side by the Rolling Stones. He's had a lot of great records in his writing history. And
not Jerry Stoller, is it?
Yes, that would be the one.
Oh, okay.
You know that. That was good.
I have a mind of useless information.
Yeah, apparently.
But good. Well, he's a good man to work with.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I'm really, really excited about it. So that should bring me some new opportunities. Davis has kind of shown some interest in working with me, and so I don't know. I'm going to write with him and bring him a product and see where that goes.
I assume that you're following American Idol closely?
I am a little bit, actually. I love the show. I'm a huge fan. I think it's great. I mean, like I said, I owe everything to them at this point. Yeah, I keep up with it. I'm definitely, I have a couple favorites, and I continue to vote for them and support them.
Now, who are your favorites?
Yeah, I think everybody's great.
Yeah,
so I would definitely have to say that Ruben and Clay are my favorites.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, Ruben
is very Broadway, and I think that Ruben will probably take the cake, but I think that Clay will definitely make, like, a Sam Harris type album, you know?
What about the girl who thinks she's Whitney Houston?
Oh, Trinise?
Yeah.
Oh, she's great. I think she has a wonderful voice.
I think that all the semifinalists, including yourself, have great potential for success in the music biz. It's not just going to be the grand finalist that wins everything. Every one of you guys is a winner.
It's going to be a hard decision. Do what?
Everyone is a winner that really made that finals.
Oh, yeah, totally. You know, everybody's gotten some great press, like I said, and hopefully it will lead to other opportunities.
I think it will, and obviously in your case it's already doing that. And
Right, exactly.
What about acting? Any chance of getting into that?
I sure hope so. There's been a couple of things, you know, like I said, the E! News Live thing, and I've had somebody mention some things about a screen test, for a couple of pilots, but I have to talk to my people about that.
Well, their people can talk to those people.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I have a feeling that the Jerry Stoller project will do really well because he knows what he's doing, and you've got some great talent. And I hope that next time we speak, it's to promote a new movie or a TV show or a CD, something that's going on really well in your life.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
And it was a pleasure talking to you.
Oh, you as well. You take care.
And you take care. And please keep in touch. If something happens, we want to know about it at pnpnetwork.com, okay?
Okie dokie.
All right, take care.
All right, bye-bye.